Well, the Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia must not return to the days of rolling COVID lockdowns as authorities globally impose new border closures, temporary ones in Australia's case, while they wait for more information about the Omicron variant. Five cases have been detected in New South Wales. One of those has visited several venues in Sydney and on the state's central coast. The boss of drug company Moderna has told the Financial Times that COVID-19 vaccines are unlikely to be as effective against this variant as they have been against Delta. So what's the mood in our community after a mentally draining 2 years and now this reminder that the pandemic has more to throw at us yet? David Sparks takes a look.
Omicron has been big news over the past week, but that doesn't mean everyone's getting worked up about it.
I actually only found out about the variant today. I don't like to follow the news. It's been really negative, so it's not something that I like to follow.
Here in Brisbane, people say there's no point getting worried just yet.
But no, I'm not feeling too hopeless about it, truthfully. I feel like we've overcome so much already that it's actually something we can look towards our power of standing together with one another.
Others here are convinced the new variant won't turn out to be that bad.
I just think that it'll probably blow over, to be honest.
And at a bus stop in central Sydney, even this woman who's been following the news about the Omicron variant says there's no point panicking.
I'm not worried.
Why?
First of all, because we're vaccinated. We have like 95% of vaccination now, so now we're good now.
But she does believe Australia should take a cautious approach to reopening its international borders.
For me, opening the borders, I think there are the reasons why we're having more variant of the COVID. So I'm really worried about that.
The international borders.
The international borders.
The nation's political leaders and health officials are frantically trying to figure out how Omicron behaves and what the next steps should be. Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says at some point Australia will have to deal with the new variant.
We cannot keep this Omicron variant out forever from Australia. Eventually it will be here. Most importantly now, we do what we can to slow down that introduction, and all of the measures that have been introduced will assist with that.
Among those measures, the government has delayed reopening the border to international students and skilled workers until mid-December. The Prime Minister Scott Morrison says keeping that border restriction in place a little longer will stave off more lockdowns as Christmas approaches.
We're not going back to lockdowns. None of us want that. None of us want to go back to those long quarantines and all of those sorts of issues. And the way you protect against that, what we did last night was protecting against that by having a sensible pause and to keep proceeding with where we are now.
But lockdowns are a matter for the states and nobody can predict the future. Professor Susan Rossall is a neuropsychologist at Swinburne University's Centre for Mental Health. She says some people might be anxious about possible health impacts from Omicron, while others will be stressed by the thought of going back into lockdown.
Especially people in Melbourne have been through a lot and been through six lockdowns. I guess as we find out what's going to happen over the next few days and weeks, dealing with uncertainty is really a critical point that causes lots of stress for people. We've got to make sure that we do focus on the positive things over the next few months to get us through, if that's indeed what happens, and maybe it won't.
It's a big if still. What about coping mechanisms? Are there any methods or mechanisms that you could recommend?
Remember what we can control and what we can't control. So, you know, all of the decisions in terms of lockdowns and in terms of what's going to happen in terms of restrictions, we can't control. But you can control your everyday life. You can control whether you go to the shops. You can control, you know, whether you go for a walk. All of the things that are good for you. And remember what's good for you. Fresh air, vitamin D, healthy diet, exercise. Talk to our friends, talk to our relatives. If we're not in a good place, talk to, you know, medical professionals that can help you. Engage with your hobbies, engage with people that like similar hobbies. The best one I've been giving to people over the last year is comedy. if we can't find any humour and we're getting all a bit miserable, there's lots of box sets of comedy out there. Maybe they can cheer us up.
Good advice, Professor Susan Rossall from Swinburne University. David Sparks and Rachel Mealy reported that story for us.